Judith Collins has set an ambitious target of 7% for Defence Force attrition, and she's hoping a pay boost and new gear will help. In a pre-budget announcement at Burnham Military Camp today, the Defence Minister set out $571 million, $163 million of which is to bolster personnel pay packets. The rest is set aside for things like Unimog trucks and helicopter navigation systems, but once again, the ageing and increasingly unreliable 757s have missed out. Here's political editor Jo Moyer with the details.
By the end of last year, the Defence Force's attrition rates had hit 13.4% for the Navy, 11.7% over at the Army, and 11% for the Air Force. It's been a long and growing issue for our men and women in uniform, and is the reason the last government set aside $419 million over 4 years, specifically for pay increases at last year's budget. Today, Judith Collins set aside $163 million over the next 4 years, not even half that of the last budget. But the minister says given the tight financial situation the coalition finds itself in, the Defence Force knows it's done well out of it. Budgets are made up of a series of priorities by the government of the day, and Finance Minister Nicola Willis clearly set out in her first big pre-budget speech yesterday that tax cuts were coming as promised. That's billions of dollars over more money for defence, but Ms Collins says this isn't the last funding injection.
This is the very first budget that we've got for defence, and it is actually a good budget for defence, but we have more to come.
Wayne Mapp, a former defence minister, is impressed there was a bump at all.
New Zealand's partners have made it clear to New Zealand that we need to spend a bit more on defence. Every Western country's in that for obvious reasons around the changed security situation. So the Minister of Defence has done well to get that increase.
The $571 million set aside today, $107 million of which comes from back office savings, brings defence spending close to 1% of GDP.
We've made it very plain, and the Prime Minister has been very firm about this, that we need to work more towards the 2% mark.
Ms Collins says 2%, a target that would better align us with our allies, would be a lovely thing, but all ministries have needs, and she says not everyone has put value on defence spending.
New Zealanders have generally viewed our national security perhaps not quite to the same degree as, say, the Australians do theirs. And I think we just need to understand, you know, we do not live in this benign strategic environment that we were told.
But Labour leader Chris Hipkins says such a target doesn't mean anything.
The idea that you'd set an arbitrary amount to spend on defence, you know, as a proportion of GDP is crazy stuff. We don't do that in any other area. We don't say, oh, we have to spend a certain proportion of GDP on health or a certain proportion of GDP on education. So why would we do that for defence?
The bulk of the $500 million cheque today is for projects and infrastructure, like the replacement of the Unimog and Pinsgower trucks, New Zealand Defence Force's workhorses, which are now 4 decades old. Pending Cabinet approval, there will also be money for NH90 helicopter navigation systems, upgrades at Linton Military Camp, and housing at Devonport Naval Base, amongst other things. As for the 757s that frequently feature in news headlines both here and abroad, Ms Collins accepts they need serious attention, but they're not being put to pasture just yet.